Chapter 6. Driving Under the Influence. Alcohol is the number one killer on American roadways. Alcohol affects a person's vision and slows reaction time, so it takes longer to act in an emergency. Alcohol affects a person's driving even if they are below the level of illegal intoxication. Drinking even a small amount of alcohol increases the chances of causing a crash. Blood alcohol concentration, BAC, presence of drugs. Blood alcohol concentration, BAC, is a measurement of the amount of alcohol in a person's system based on a test of breath, blood, urine, or other bodily substance. It is illegal to drive if a person's BAC is 0.08% or more. However, a person can be convicted of driving under the influence, DUI, when the BAC is less than 0.08%, but driving ability is impaired. Other factors affect a person's reaction to alcohol, including the food recently eaten, tolerance of alcohol, and any drugs consumed. Time is the only way to remove the effects of alcohol. Food, coffee, and showers do not speed up the elimination of alcohol from the body. It is illegal to operate a motor vehicle on Illinois highways with a cannabis tetrahydrocannabinol concentration, THC, of either 5 nanograms or more per milliliter of whole blood or 10 nanograms or more per milliliter of other bodily substance. It is illegal to operate a motor vehicle on Illinois highways with any trace of a controlled drug, substance, or intoxicating compound in the blood. Medical cannabis, marijuana. Illinois law allows for the medical and recreational use of cannabis for persons ages 21 and older. Individuals who wish to use cannabis for medicinal purposes may enroll in the Compassionate Use of Medical Cannabis Program, administered by the Illinois Department of Public Health. The Department of Public Health will issue a registry ID card, and a notation will be made on the registrant's Illinois driving record. A driver may not operate a motor vehicle while impaired by the use of cannabis, whether used medically or recreationally. Cannabis may only be transported in a vehicle in an odor-proof and child-resistant container. No driver or passenger may use cannabis in a motor vehicle. If a police officer stops a vehicle and the officer has reasonable suspicion to believe the person is impaired by the use of cannabis, the driver must submit to field sobriety testing and/or validated roadside chemical tests. Refusal to submit to testing or failure of field sobriety tests and/or validated roadside chemical tests will result in the suspension of the person's driver's license. Driving while impaired by the use of cannabis or illegal transportation of cannabis in a motor vehicle may result in the loss of driving privileges, and for a medical cannabis registry card holder, the revocation of the driver's medical cannabis card. Other drugs. In addition to alcohol and cannabis, many prescription and non-prescription drugs impair safe driving. These drugs include but are not limited to antihistamines, cold remedies, pain relievers, mood-changing drugs, hashish, LSD, heroin, cocaine, morphine, amphetamines, and methamphetamines. Mixing even small amounts of alcohol with other drugs is very dangerous. DUI laws. Driving under the influence, DUI, is a serious offense that is classified in Illinois as a violent crime. If drivers are convicted of DUI, the offense will permanently remain on their driving record. If drivers are arrested and/or convicted, they may lose their driving privileges, vehicle registration, be fined and/or imprisoned. Implied consent law. When operating on Illinois roadways, a driver automatically consents to submit to certain tests. These can include breath, blood, urine, or other bodily substance tests to determine if a driver is under the influence. If a person is involved in a personal injury crash or a crash resulting in the death of another person, law enforcement officers may have probable cause to believe a driver was impaired and must request a drug or alcohol test. Illinois drivers may have a qualified person of their choice administer additional tests at their own expense. If a driver refuses to take a breath test or if an officer believes that a blood test may disclose the presence of drugs, the driver may be held financially liable up to $500 for the costs of the blood tests if found guilty of DUI. Statutory summary suspension, revocation law. If a chemical test discloses a BAC of 0.08% or more, a THC level of either 5 nanograms or more per milliliter of whole blood or 10 nanograms or more per milliliter of other bodily substance, driving privileges will be suspended for 6 months. This also applies to any amount of a drug substance or intoxicating compound resulting from the unlawful use or consumption of a controlled substance listed in the Illinois Controlled Substances Act, an intoxicating compound listed in the Use of Intoxicating Compounds Act, or methamphetamine is listed in the Methamphetamine Control and Community Protection Act. If a driver refuses to submit to chemical testing, driving privileges will be suspended for 1 year. A driver who has a previous statutory summary suspension, revocation from Illinois, a suspension for refusing a chemical test from another state, court supervision for DUI or a conviction for DUI within the last 5 years is considered a second offender and will have his, her driving privileges suspended for 3 years for refusal of chemical testing or 1 year for failure of chemical testing. A test refusal may be used as evidence against a driver. At the time of arrest, the officer will take the driver's license and, if valid, provide the driver with a temporary receipt allowing the individual to drive for 45 days. The statutory summary suspension begins on the 46th day from the notice date provided by the police officer and will not be terminated until the driver pays the reinstatement fee and the driving record is updated. If a driver refuses to submit to chemical testing after being involved in a crash where serious personal injury or death was involved, driving privileges will be revoked for a minimum of 1 year. DUI conviction. In addition to a statutory summary suspension, revocation, a driver may be convicted of driving under the influence of alcohol, other drugs, and/or intoxicating compounds. A DUI conviction results in a revocation of driving privileges. A first conviction results in a minimum 1 year revocation. A second conviction within 20 years results in a minimum 5 year revocation. A third conviction results in a minimum 10-year revocation. A fourth and subsequent conviction results in a lifetime revocation. A person convicted of a DUI with a BAC of 0.16% or more or a DUI while transporting a child under age the 16th of may be subject to enhanced penalties. Before driving privileges are restored, the person must undergo an alcohol, drug evaluation, successfully complete a rehabilitation or alcohol, drug education program, have an administrative hearing with the Secretary of State, pay a reinstatement fee and/or meet other requirements. A DUI conviction also requires a driver to file financial responsibility insurance for 3 years. If an Illinois resident is convicted of DUI or refuses to submit to alcohol, drug testing in another state, the conviction or refusal will be reported to the Secretary of State's office and be reflected on the person's driving record. The offender will face administrative action against their driving privileges the same as if they were convicted of a DUI or refused chemical testing in Illinois. Breath Alcohol Ignition Interlock Device, All eligible Illinois drivers who are first-time DUI offenders may apply for a monitoring device driving permit, MDDP. An MDDP requires a breath alcohol ignition interlock device, BAIID, to be installed on their vehicle at an approved installation site as a condition of driving relief during a statutory summary suspension period. Unless declared indigent, the DUI offender is responsible for all costs associated with issuance of a permit and installation and monitoring of the BAIID. The Secretary of State's office monitors the BAIID throughout the duration of the permit. The BAIID will alert the Secretary of State's office if the driver attempts to start the vehicle after drinking alcohol or tampers with the device. A first-time DUI offender may choose not to petition for an MDDP and instead choose to refrain from driving during the suspension period. If a DUI offender chooses not to participate in the program and is subsequently caught driving a vehicle during the suspension period, he, she is guilty of a felony. Aggravated DUI. Related DUI offenses. Drivers may be charged with aggravated DUI if they are involved in a death or personal injury crash while driving under the influence, have received a third or subsequent DUI, committed DUI while driving a school bus with children or operating a vehicle for hire such as a limousine, committed DUI without a valid driver's license, permit or vehicle insurance, received a DUI after a previous history of reckless homicide or aggravated DUI involving a death, illegal transportation of alcoholic beverages, open container. It is illegal for anyone to drink alcoholic beverages in a vehicle. The driver and passengers may be issued a traffic citation. Passengers on chartered buses used for non-school purposes, motorhomes, mini motorhomes, and limousines are exempt. It is illegal to have alcohol in the passenger area of a vehicle if the container has been opened. Operating a motorboat while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. It is illegal to operate a motorboat under the influence of alcohol, drugs, or intoxicating compounds. Individuals involved in a motorboat crash where injuries or death occur may lose their driving privileges for refusing to submit to chemical testing to determine their BAC. Driving privileges may also be lost for submitting to testing that discloses a BAC of 0.08, a THC level of either 5 nanograms or more per milliliter of whole blood or 10 nanograms or more per milliliter of other bodily substance. Any amount of a drug, substance, or intoxicating compound resulting from the unlawful use or consumption of a controlled substance listed in the Illinois Controlled Substances Act, or intoxicating compound listed in the Use of Intoxicating Compounds Act, or methamphetamine as listed in the Methamphetamine Control and Community Protection Act. Parental responsibility. It is illegal for a parent or legal guardian to allow persons under age 21 to consume alcoholic beverages or fail to control access to alcohol on their private property or on any property under their control, including a vehicle or watercraft. If a death or personal injury occurs as a result of consumption, the parent or legal guardian may face criminal penalties. Driving on a suspended or revoked license, for DUI, aggravated DUI, reckless homicide, or leaving the scene of a fatal or personal injury crash. Drivers who are convicted of driving while their license is revoked or suspended for the above offenses will be subject to criminal penalties, including jail time. Have the suspension or revocation period extended. Have their vehicle seized and possibly forfeited. An Illinois driver whose driving privileges have been suspended or revoked due to a conviction for DUI, reckless homicide, or leaving the scene of a fatal or personal injury crash is not allowed to drive a motor vehicle in any state. If a suspended or revoked Illinois driver is arrested for driving on a suspended or revoked license in another state, that arrest will be reported to the Secretary of State's office. Contributing to a DUI. It is illegal for drivers to allow their vehicle to be driven by someone they know to be under the influence. If convicted of providing alcohol to a person under age 21, a person may be fined, sentenced to jail, and have his, her driving privileges suspended. Drivers under age 21. Drivers who are under age 21 and convicted of DUI face the revocation of driving privileges for a minimum of 2 years for a first conviction. Drivers who are under age 21 and found to have any trace of alcohol in their system while operating a motor vehicle will have their driving privileges suspended for a minimum of 3 months. All individuals under age 21 who are convicted of or receive court supervision for illegal consumption, purchase, possession, or receiving alcohol as a gift will lose their driving privileges regardless of whether or not they are operating a motor vehicle at the time of the offense. If the driver's license was suspended prior to age 21, the driver will be required to successfully complete a driver remedial education course. In addition, the driver may be required to submit to a complete driver's license examination to be reissued a driver's license. It is at the discretion of the investigating officer and based on test results or a test refusal whether a traffic stop results in a zero tolerance or DUI charge or both. Illinois DUI laws are constantly changing. More information is available in the Secretary of State's DUI Factbook or by visiting www.cyberdriveillinois.com.